Today is Tuesday, the 25th of March, the Feast of the Annunciation. Entering into prayer today, I begin by recognizing that I am in the presence of God. Not a God to be scared of, but a God of compassion and love, in whose presence I am safe, in whose presence I do not have to defend myself, in whose presence I can be still. I place myself, my worries and my hopes, my whole life, in the hands of my loving God. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. he will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her.
Today we celebrate the generous yes of Mary, the moment when she accepted the vocation for which she had been prepared since her own conception. As she learns of her remarkable vocation, she utters these wonderful words, Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Just for a moment, think about the generosity of that response. What makes Mary so worthy of veneration is her willingness to cooperate with God. Are you willing to follow her example? Take a moment now and tell God that you are also his servant. Invite him to make his will known in your life. As you listen again, listen out for the greeting of the angel. Do not be afraid.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you. But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I am a virgin? The angel said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her.
The angel Gabriel tells Mary at the beginning of the passage not to be afraid. Think of an area of your life where you might be experiencing fear. Fear of illness or unemployment. Fear of a relationship coming to an end. Fear of uncertainty. Gabriel also says this to you. Do not be afraid, for you are also God's child. Share your feelings with Gabriel as this prayer time comes to a close. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.